You're listening to the John C. Scott Political Forum. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
This is Mike Emery at Perfection Auto Works. One of the first diagnostic tools of a good mechanic is his nose. Radiator, transmission, and brake fluids all have distinctive smells, so a good starts the process. We don't put masks on our mechanics so they can do their job of detecting and fixing car problems. We don't mask your car symptoms either. When your car has an electrical, air conditioning, or even that funky smell in the interior with the AC on, like hound dogs, we sniff those problems out. And all without a mask. Call today, 323-8650. Air conditioning, brakes, tires, complete auto repair, foreign and domestic. 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
Together, they brought a bit of France to the heart of Tucson. Keeney's French Cafe and La Baguette Bakery at Prince and Campbell have become a gathering place for Tucsonans who love great bread and wonderful food. The breads, the pastries of La Baguette Bakery have become a Tucson favorite. And Keeney's French Cafe offers a casual atmosphere and a delightful French cuisine at moderate prices. Dine in or take out. Keeney's is perfect for breakfast and lunch, offering special coffees, lattes, French wine, cocktails, imported beer, and a touch of France. Keeney's French Cafe and La Baguette Bakery at the Safeway Center at Prince and Campbell have become Tucson's destination to dine in or take out.
Since 1968, Ackerley Advertising has helped companies, restaurants, schools, churches, and nonprofit organizations manage their advertising. Hello, I'm William Ackerley, production manager at Ackerley Advertising. Right now, my brother, Dr. Ed Ackerley, and I are offering an awesome 50% discount on video production. We can help you tell your unique story with an affordable television commercial or video for your website and social media advertising. Give Ackerley Advertising a call or visit ackerleyadvertising.com.
Welcome to the John C. Scott Political Forum. John C. Scott is hosting one of the longest-running political talk shows in Arizona. This is the John C. Scott Political Forum on KVOI AM 1030, The Voice. And now, John C. Scott.
Well, thank God 2020 is gone. It's 2021. Thank you so much. From the Perfection Auto Works studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum, which is the most talked to, talked about, and listened to weekend political talk show in all of Arizona. Thank you for making that possible. Great lineup of guests today. Jeff Rogers, former chair of the Democratic Party, talks about Republicans torn over president's electoral college challenge of President-elect Biden. And then we'll talk with State Senator Victoria Steele. There's a lawmaker asking the Attorney General to look into the legality of Pima County creating a curfew. And then Jim Hanley is going to talk about what's happening in the world of finance as Biden's assumption of power and the implications of these for the markets affect your pocketbook. It's a great show. I'm glad you're with us on this weekend. Here's Jeff Rogers, former chair of the Democratic Party, one of the best defense lawyers in America. Hi, Jeff.
Good afternoon, John. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. President Trump's extraordinary.
Gotta be better than the last.
Oh, God. I have to tell you. The president's extraordinary challenge of the election defeat by President-elect Joe Biden is becoming somewhat of a defining moment for the Republican Party before this week's joint session of Congress to confirm the Electoral College results. Even the Senate Majority Leader, as you know, Jeff, Mitch McConnell, is urging Republicans not to try to overturn the election. Now, everyone is heeding that. Of course, you've got Senator Josh Hawley and maybe 11 other Republican senators. What the hell are they doing, and how the hell are they doing this, Jeff?
Well, it just goes to show you that getting rid of Trump isn't going to cure the madness of the Republican Party that he's created. We've got a dozen senators who are willing to basically raise their middle finger to America's voters, citizens, and our Constitution, and that I find to be highly shocking, and it's especially galling for people like Ted Cruz and Hawley. I mean, these people are educated lawyers. It just goes to show you that no matter how smart you are, you know, it doesn't cure crazy to be smart. And, you know, it I mean, for God's sakes, Hawley was a clerk to Antonin Scalia. Do you think Scalia would stand for something like this? He would laugh him out of the room. And it's basically a publicity stunt, and it's dangerous for our democracy. And I'm just shocked that it's gone this far. And of course, it will be fruitless. And, you know, and at the very same time, Trump is basically kind of smirking and suggesting that maybe crowds ought to engage in violence on January the 6th. And so I fully expect there to be violent protests in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday. I don't see how we're going to avoid them. Fomenting this hatred and anger.
Under what part of the law are these people acting? And what provisions of the Constitution would even allow you to have this discussion?
No, there's no law. And the two things that govern this are the 1887 Electoral Count Act, as well as the 12th Amendment. Neither of those gives them the right to change any kinds of votes. I mean, it uses the word shall, not may, shall count those votes. And so once these certified votes arrive with the electors' votes, Pence has no discretion to change anything or do anything. He theoretically has the ability to basically, if someone protests that there's a slate that shouldn't be approved, then the Electoral Count Act allows for them to go into separate sessions in the House and Senate and debate for 2 hours. So the question is, are they just going to do that on one state? Or are they going to try to do that on all of the states that Biden won, that pivoted the election to Biden?
Oh, God.
And if they do that, we could be in for 2 hours on Arizona. They must do it alphabetically, so Arizona would be the first. Then, you know, we go right through the alphabet to Michigan, to Wisconsin, to Pennsylvania, to Nevada, maybe. I mean, you know, it could just be a mess. And it will be, it's basically a ridiculous way to just continue to foment hatred and divisiveness in America right now. And they ought to be ashamed of themselves, every last one of them.
What's your take on the rollout of the vaccine of the coronavirus, trying to take it on? It doesn't seem to me that it's moving as it had been planned to move.
Yeah, it's just been a disaster. Just like everything in the Trump administration, it's just been a disaster. They've had 9 to 10 months to plan for this, and now they're basically saying, well, we gave it to the states, it's the states' fault. Well, you know, that's not how this works. It's not how it's working in other countries, where you need a centralized distribution system and at least some kind of a plan up front. And we're basically seeing that they had no plan at all. No plan at all. They just had a vague promise that we will inoculate 20 million people by the end of the year. Well, guess what? They made it to 3 million by the end of the year, and that was it.
We need to be concerned here in Pima County. We've had over 70,000 number of cases. You've got over 1,000 number of new cases reported just on Friday. Yesterday, I think the death toll's over 1,000, and the number of deaths reported Friday was 18. It seems to me that the state is struggling to figure out what to do here. I mean, we even got lawmakers going to challenge the curfew, as municipalities such as Tucson, under Rahina Romero, the mayor, has instituted a curfew to try to curb, really, gathering, I assume, in bars and places in the nighttime. But we're not getting a handle on this in our state, in our town, in our neighborhoods.
No, we're not. And the, you know, I think that Mayor Romero's edict is going to stand. I don't think they'll challenge that, because we're a charter city, and charter cities can make certain decisions that other cities and counties can't. The problem we've got with the county curfew is that counties are really subdivisions of the state. And so you, in essence, might have a problem there. And I had hoped that nobody would even bother to challenge that, because the fact is that we, you know, we need to do it. We need to do it for the right reasons, and Ducey's too cowardly to do it. I guess he's afraid of a Trump tweet or something. You know, we need to leave it in place, and Ducey needs to do one statewide. But I do think that the county mandate could be suspect because of Ducey's edict that basically you can't violate his go beyond what he has said that the cities and towns can do. So we might have a problem there if we got into a court, but who's going to challenge it in court? Even if Brnovich says that it's his legal opinion the county can't do it, somebody's got to take it to court to have it overturned. And and if somebody does that, what are they doing? Are they basically pointing a gun at every unhealthy person's head and people like us who are over 65? I mean, this is it's dangerous, and people need to wrap their mind around the fact that this is a dangerous virus, and it's getting more dangerous. It's this new variant of it is not any more deadly, but it can kill a lot more people. I read a statistical analysis that said that even if it was more deadly, it wouldn't kill more people than if it was currently, like it is, more transmissible, because the more transmissible virus means that a lot more people are going to get it. They're saying 50 to 70% more likely to spread. So that means a lot more people get it. And if they're vulnerable people or unique people, I mean, we're seeing children die of it who are perfectly healthy, as well as young adults. So, it's no longer just something for people in nursing homes and people with other infirmities.
Jeff, I want to take a quick break, but I want you to talk with me about those who will not take the vaccine. If 4 out of 10 don't take the vaccine, doesn't that threaten me? What can I do about them? Because they threaten my life and my family's life, but what can I do about it? So the question will be, what can we do about it? We'll be back with Jeff Rogers after these messages.
Hi, my name is Jim Hanley. I was born and raised in Tucson, and I raised my own boys here. I want to get to know you, your dreams and goals, and help you shape them into a plan for success. I've been helping hundreds of Tucson families do this since 1993. It takes experience and know-how to navigate the rocky shoals of the financial markets and keep you on an even keel. I look at every account I manage every day to find opportunities to grow your nest egg, to make you at ease and enjoying your life. I want to show you the highest integrity and reliability you can find anywhere. That's why I named my business with my own name, Jim Hanley LLC, and why I'm a member of the CFA Society of Tucson. Find me at jimhanleyllc.com or call me at 623-3646. That's 623-3646. Jim Hanley LLC is a registered investment advisor and a member of FINRA SIPC.
Join the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus for a free day of fun this Saturday, January 9th. Enjoy performances, pizza, EGs, and prizes with socially distanced outside safety protocols. The free day of fun is open to all families interested in learning more about the endless opportunities for boys of all ages who join the chorus. Come to the free day of fun Saturday, January 9th at the Boys Chorus Hall. Visit boyschorus.org for more information.
There's never been a better feeling than improving your home furnishings for the holidays. And now you can feel a new sense of home. We invite you to experience the true pleasure of shopping at Southern Arizona's largest selection of pre-owned and new quality furniture and home accessories. You must visit the two neighborhood homestyle gallery locations at 1010 South Wilmot or 2950 South Ina Road. Both stores are filled with over 15,000 square feet of beautiful furniture. Plus, Homestyle Galleries allows you to turn your once-loved furniture into cash. Homestyle Gallery saves you thousands of dollars on Southern Arizona's finest home furnishings. Homestyle Galleries open 7 days a week. From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum on a brand new year. Jeff Rogers, former chair of the Democratic Party and one of the best defense lawyers in America, my guest. The people that won't take the vaccine threaten me, I believe. And I think most people would believe that. What do we do about that, Jeff?
Well, there's a few things you can do. You could do what was the case when I was a kid, is that you could basically tell people if your kid isn't vaccinated, he isn't coming to school, period. Okay. And you can do, employers have an absolute right to do that. For instance, Mike DeWine, governor of Ohio, has said that 6 in 10 of nursing home employees have refused to take the shot. And so I think, were I running a chain of nursing homes, I would just issue an edict saying, you don't take the vaccine, you don't come to work. That's the end of your job. That's your personal choice. If you want to inflict your freedom on other people, then go right ahead, but you aren't working for me. And I think that it's going to have to take place like that in the workplace. But you can't force people to take these vaccines. You just have to basically say, you can't come in my restaurant if you didn't take it. You can't come in on my airplane or my airline. You can't work in my place of employment. I mean, that's got to be the only way we can do this. But you can't absolutely force people to take it.
Boy, I can hear the crazies now. You know, those are the people that turned out for the Trump rallies and people all over the world that simply, not all over the world, but certainly all over America, that simply went crazy when, you know, the government said you need to do this in order to protect yourself and others, and they refused, which only entailed in many cases just wearing a mask and social distancing and simple things that perhaps could got a handle on this before it started killing so many people. But I mean... you're going to have a war in this country over this, over the vaccine that can save your life.
Well, here's the silver lining. If all of the rest of us get the vaccine, then they can just kill each other. I mean, you know, they can go have their little Trump rallies and kill each other. That's, you know, I'm not going to miss them. I mean, that's probably, but they're all going to be, you know, look at some of these senators who rushed to the front of the line, like Rand Paul, who made fun of it and called it a hoax. And, you know, and then what was he, one of the first people to get in line to get the vaccine? Same thing for Lindsey Graham. I mean, a lot of these people are just hypocrites. You know, they'll say a bunch of stuff like that and then go out and rush and elbow their way to the front of the line.
Let's go to Ingrid on our phone lines. Ingrid, welcome to the John C. Scott Political Forum. You're with Jeff Rogers, former chair of the Democratic Party. Ingrid.
Oh, hello. What about people who refuse to get the vaccination based on religious grounds?
Religious grounds. Jeff, go ahead.
Hang up and listen to what you have to say. Thank you.
Well, Ingrid, I think if you have some religious ground that you don't want to take the vaccine, or other people do, not you specifically, I think that's absolutely fine. I mean, but again, I would say that, you know, you're not going to work in my law office if you don't take the vaccine, and I would think that other employers might take the same view of it. But I do think that there are going to be people who won't take it for that reason. I'm trying to think of what the one religion is that doesn't believe in vaccines. It's a
Seventh-day Adventist, I think, somewhere along
that's
the way.
That's it, Seventh-day Adventist. I think that's it. And so you can't force people to violate their religious covenants like that. So, you know, they certainly have that freedom, but you can say, well, you can't fly on my airline, you can't eat in my restaurant, you can't, I mean, we all have the right to do that as well.
Well, I think we're really in for a real struggle in 2021, just getting this vaccine to people who want it and need it and realize this may be the only hope we have. By the way, that's a simple question for you. Is it the only hope we have?
Oh, I think it is. This vaccine is going to morph and get worse and worse. And all we can do is hope and pray that it doesn't morph into something that's resistant to these vaccines. So far, they don't believe it is. They believe this new variant of it has and there's another variant in South Africa that might be more severe. But so far, the scientists and doctors are telling us that they believe that despite these variances, that it will not defeat the vaccine. So, you know, we can all hope and pray that everyone gets vaccinated as fast as possible. And you know, I think if I were Chuck Huckleberry and the Board of Supervisors, I'd appoint somebody as the vaccine czar. And it doesn't need to be a medical specialist. It needs to have somebody who's, you know, familiar with logistics and things like that. Somebody like maybe Jan Lesher, you know, who worked for the Department of Homeland Security and for Governor Napolitano. She'd probably be the perfect point person for Pima County to go out there and just take charge and make sure that whatever we get in Pima County is distributed as rapidly and efficiently as possible.
She could do that. There's no question about that. Roberta is a caller to our show. Roberta, I got 2 minutes. You're with Jeff Rogers, former chair of the Democratic Party. Go ahead.
Okay. If you are vaccinated that you can't get the virus, how does someone who is not vaccinated threaten you or anyone else?
Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, if you're not vaccinated, you're going to infect other people. And everybody's not going to be vaccinated. Some people have health compromises that maybe will not allow them to be vaccinated. There is also the problem of there's a lot of medical evidence out there that suggests that people who get the vaccine either don't get sick, or if they do, they survive at an almost 100% rate. However, there's no guarantee that they don't get the virus and then shed the virus in to other people. That's the concern, and that's why they're telling people, even if you get the two-shot regimen, you should keep wearing a mask because you might catch it, have no symptoms, be perfectly well yourself, but shed the virus to other people. So that's part of the problem that we have out there. I mean, this is something that, you know, we've had 9 months or 10 months experience with it, and it's still evolving, and our knowledge and understanding of it is still evolving.
You know, this rollout has been just pathetic, hasn't it? I mean, what's going on?
Another utter failure by Donald Trump. You know, we just can't wait to get rid of this guy.
Well, we haven't yet. The days are growing short for him, hopefully. Jeff Rogers,
yeah,
thanks.
18 days.
Yeah, and counting.
Pleasure.
Listen, great to talk with you. Thank you so much for being on the show and taking part of your weekend and sharing it with us. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. I want to thank Mike Emery, who is our prime sponsor of our radio show. Well, I talk about Perfection Auto Works, and I tell you that if you have something wrong with your car or your truck or your vehicle, you take it to him, and you'll be very, very pleased with the relationship you have with him. He and I are not on the same political page, gosh knows, but we are friends, and I trust him with my car. I've never felt more confident in anybody that I need to keep my car running than I do about Mike Emery and Perfection Auto Works. I hope you'll give him a try if you have something wrong with your car or truck. It's a great call. 323-8650. KVY The Voice. This is the John C. Scott Political Forum from the Perfection Auto Works Studios. So glad you decided to join us on this weekend. We'll be back with State Senator Victoria Steele following these messages in a world report at the bottom of the hour. KVY The Voice. Trusted local news and talk.
Since 1968, Ackerley Advertising has helped companies, restaurants, schools, churches, and nonprofit organizations manage their advertising. Hello, I'm William Ackerley, production manager at Ackerley Advertising. Right now, my brother, Dr. Ed Ackerley, and I are offering an awesome 50% discount on video production. We can help you tell your unique story with an affordable television commercial or video for your website and social media advertising. Give Ackerley Advertising a call or visit ackerleyadvertising.com.
This is Mike Emery from Perfection Auto Works. If your car is pulling to one side, making strange noises, takes too long to stop or start, you're gambling on maintenance. It's not just the car, but the people in it. At Perfection Auto Works, we do brakes, oil changes, tires, alignment, general maintenance, major services, and vehicle restorations of all cars, foreign and domestic. From the hood latch to the trunk lock, Perfection Auto Works can handle all of your auto or truck repairs. Call Perfection Auto Works today at 323-8650. That's 323-8650 or at perfectionautoworks.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the John C. Scott Political Forum from Perfection Auto Works Studios. State Representative Andrea D'Alessandro joins us now. She's a senator until today, I believe, right?
Actually, January 11th, I get sworn in again as the Legislative District 2 representative.
Oh, okay. So we're switching offices, right?
Yes. But you know the rule, John. Once a senator, always a senator.
Well, I've always said that 40 some years later. I don't know how long they could do that. The only thing I've bothered me about it is they took my parking space, and I haven't got it back. So,
it's so valuable
up there. Let me ask you about, we got a lawmaker asking the Attorney General, this would be Representative Brett Roberts, to do away with a curfew in Tucson and perhaps Pima County. What's your take on that and the legislature's role in trying to stop municipalities and, of course, the county from trying to deal with this coronavirus that's killing us?
Well, I don't know the representative very well. We did take a tour. He did come to LD2 once on a tour of Tucson Airport. I think he's way out of line. I don't think that the legislature has any authority in the matter. And, you know, it's it's just been a really tough go for people, especially the vulnerable people throughout the state, whether it's the Navajo or the border communities or the senior citizens. I just feel that now we're in an ongoing crisis situation. To have people go out and maybe drink more than they should and let their guard down. You know, John, I've heard repeated stories about people being really careful, but all they have to do is let their guard down one time. They can get sick. Others in their families can get sick. So I wish you would butt out of it.
I would agree. Let me ask you, is the legislature going to get involved in the rollout of the vaccine or at least oversee what seems to be a dragging of one's feet when it comes to getting this vaccine to the people of Arizona?
Yes, John, you know, I've been frustrated. You know, I represent part of Pima, southeast Tucson, and all the way down to the Mexican border with Nogales. And I have been frustrated by the response from the governor and the Department of Health Services since May. I've heard that the legislators themselves have been elevated to 1B, which would mean that we might get our vaccine shortly. But I don't have documentation or proof of that, so I'm just going to have to wait and see. But I'm getting calls from a lot of seniors with comorbidities, and there doesn't seem to be a plan. Each county health department has a plan. Maricopa has the most money, so they have a pretty detailed plan on their website. Pima has a decent one, and Santa Cruz doesn't have their plan up at all because they're just dealing with both a high infection rate and the supply chain hasn't been as efficient as it should be for the vaccines.
What is the status of the legislature? Are you going to do this virtual, or are you actually going to go into chambers? What are your leaders telling you about this legislative session is going to unfold?
Even though I will be the most experienced Democratic House member come January 11th, I went to new member orientation this time last month, and unfortunately, I was exposed to people who had been with Rudy Giuliani the days before.
Right. Wow.
So I've had a lot of quarantine time. I'm constitutionally, we may have to appear there in person on January 11th, you know, the second Monday in January per the Constitution. But I have let my leadership and Speaker Bowers know that I cannot go to the floor unless there is 100% compliance with mask wearing. You know, we have emergency room doctors, we have a paramedic who's getting sworn in, and we have, you just don't know where people have been. Just like for new member orientation, I was told by our legal staff that if someone didn't want to wear a mask, that was fine, but they would have to be receiving the information from the basement. But they were allowed on the floor, and it wasn't enforced, the mask wearing. So it put me and other people at risk. And you know that Representative-elect Stephanie Stahl-Hamilton has tested positive, and our family has had issues. So it's a serious matter, and people just need to wake up. And I'm telling everyone, if you can possibly stay home, stay home. If you must go out, wear a clean mask, and wherever you go, social distance.
Well, this is going to go on for a long time. We thought perhaps by turning the calendar into a new year, we would turn the page on the virus, but it's going to be a long, long time before we get anything back to where we are familiar with it after what we've been through.
John, and just like the Blitz testing didn't get down to Santa Cruz County, never got down to Green Valley until very late in the process, I'm grateful for ASU's saliva test, which is, you know, easy to, for people to take. I've had it several times, but the vaccine, the logistics, you know, has not been really good. I'm very disappointed in the governor. He is just mirroring what the president did. This is absolutely a lack of leadership on the federal level and on the state level, and they should have had. You know, they were quick to send the National Guard a few years ago to the border when it was totally unnecessary. Well, they should have mobilized in that way early on. This is a federal and a Arizona disgrace.
Well, Madam Representative, thanks so much for spending some time with us. We appreciate it. We'll follow your legislative efforts as difficult as they may be in another very difficult year ahead of us. But thanks so much for giving us part of your weekend. I thank you for being on the show. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, John. Stay
thank you.
Safe.
State Representative to be sworn in tomorrow, Andrea D'Alessandro, longtime senator and a former state representative as well. We'll be talking money with Jim Hanley, our financial expert, right after these messages.
La Baguette Bakery at Prince and Campbell offers the finest baked goods of the season. Pies galore, strawberry rhubarb, German apple, pumpkin, blueberry, cherry, apple, and more. And the breads of the season, French whole wheat and multigrain and artisan. Call 322-6297 to place your order. La Baguette Bakery wishes you the best holiday ever. La Baguette Bakery at Prince and Campbell is Tucson's favorite bakery. Make this holiday dinner very special with the breads, the pies, the sweet tines, and the gourmet pound cakes of the season. Call La Baguette Bakery to place your order. Call 322-6297. Tucson attorney Jeff Rogers is one of the most respected lawyers in Arizona. Jeff is the attorney other lawyers refer when they can't handle the case. The lawyer you choose can make all the difference. When your freedom, finances, or livelihood is at stake, choose the law firm recommended by other law firms. The Jeff Rogers Law Firm is rated preeminent by Martindale Hubble, the highest award to recognize excellence in American law practice. Call the Jeff Rogers Law Firm at 624-4700. Law offices at 177 North Church Avenue. There's never been a better feeling than improving your home furnishings for the holidays. And now you can feel a new sense of home. We invite you to experience the true pleasure of shopping at Southern Arizona's largest selection of pre-owned and new quality furniture and home accessories. You must visit the two neighborhood Homestyle Gallery locations at 1010 South Wilmot or 2950 South Ina Road. Both stores are filled with over 15,000 square feet of beautiful furniture. Plus, Homestyle Galleries allows you to turn your once-loved furniture into cash. Homestyle Gallery saves you thousands of dollars on Southern Arizona's finest home furnishings. Homestyle Galleries open 7 days a week.
From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. Want to talk about the second stimulus package, also the conflict around the dismal rollout of the vaccine, of course, and the President-elect Biden's assumption of power and the implications of these events for the markets. Here's our financial expert, Jim Hanley. Jim, welcome to the show. There's a lot going on. We got a brand new year, thank goodness. Welcome.
Yes, there is a new year. Couldn't be worse than last year. It's great to be on the show again, John, and just want to wish you and all of your listeners a very happy and prosperous new year.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a new year, and things are still pretty topsy-turvy. It wasn't until Monday that the president finally signed a relief bill. It was the modest one that you know was acceptable to McConnell in the Senate. The one with the $600 they call it a helicopter stimulus. Have you ever heard it called that? It's really an economic term. It's like dropping $100 bills out of a helicopter to stimulate the economy.
I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. And so there is a limitation, an income limitation on this $600. I think the first one, the CARES Act, that one didn't have any income limitations, but starts to go down after you know, I think the household income was $75,000 and then for people who earn more than $99,000, they don't get it at all. So it's not just a general blank check that's being written. So that's really good. It's, you know, because people can pay their bills, or if they have, you know, a wish list that of some things that they've been wanting to buy, and they feel pretty secure, they can do that. And, you know, it's consumer demand that is really so important to our economy. So that's the primary motivation for, you know, for that $600 check. There's also relief. The moratorium on evictions has been extended to the end of January. That's very good news, I think, because the amount of chaos that could have been introduced had there been no relief at all for millions and millions of renters who may have faced eviction in the first month or two of this year was a very scary prospect, not only from a humanitarian standpoint, but economically as well. And you know, cities, social workers can tell you that once a family is homeless or an individual is homeless, it becomes much, much harder to help them. And so it's paramount to make sure that people remain in their apartments or their homes. And this, you know, this is with the moratorium on the evictions, and there's $25 billion in emergency assistance to renters in this bill too. So there's $20 billion to buy vaccines. I don't know why we need to buy the vaccines, since really, the federal government funded this research. I think Moderna was 100% funded by the federal government. So, you know, we really shouldn't have to buy it. And it already has been declared that all of the doses will be available to Americans free of charge. You know, so that's also reassuring.
You know,
well,
Jim, we saw such a record roaring stock market, even through these very difficult times. What's your prediction? Just to give me the first quarter of a brand new year.
Oh, you know, John, you know, what's been buoying this market is the anticipation of the end of the pandemic, the pent up consumer demand that, you know, that will be felt somewhere around the third end of the third quarter, beginning of the fourth quarter of next year. That's buoyed the market. That, as well as, you know, extremely low treasury bond yields. I mean, investors cannot go to that safety. They lose money to inflation if they buy bonds at those yields. So, and also, I think there's a whole lot of cash that's held by the richest investors, so that, you know, there's not too much pressure on them to be risk averse. And so, you know, I think those elements have buoyed this market. Whether, you know, and I would say that, you know, this, if 2020 was the year of the pandemic, 2021 will be the year of the vaccine. And you had Andrea talking about, you know, the rollout in Arizona, and it's all important, you know, to get this vaccine administered to as many people as possible as soon as possible, so that we can stop this suppression, you know, behavior that has caused business to be so slack. You know, that's so important that we get back, we get ahead of this, you know, that this threat of infection is severely, you know, reduced, and so that we can get back to life as normal, so that businesses can begin to show earnings. You know, it's earnings that support prices, stock prices. And you know, you can't have high prices without you know, or with slack earnings for very long because the price to earnings ratio just gets ridiculous and you can't, you know, you can't ever get there. So I think that the first quarter we may, you know, there may be some disappointing, news about the rollout. December was extremely disappointing. You know, you mentioned that the states, the best states only were able to administer about 20% of their supply, the supply they had for December. Arizona was one of those that it was only able to give shots, you know, to one out of every five people that it had doses for. So, you know, that has got to change. And, you know, I'll say this, I think that Governor Ducey, you know, in December 30th, he basically pulled the rug out from under the counties and said the counties were responsible for not getting the vaccine into people. And so he put the ADHS in charge of it. But you know, I was reading that CVS and Walgreens have an agreement with the federal government. They're getting their vaccine supplied directly from the federal government. And they have, as early as October, supposed to be sending surveys out to the nursing homes and the assisted living facilities so that they knew, you know, so that they could begin to plan. They're sending teams into those nursing homes, CVS and Walgreens sending teams to vaccinate those residents and their staff.
Well, thank God for that. Listen, we're running out of time. Jim, I want people to call you at 623-3646. You absolutely handle each particular client personally and are available like no other financial advisor I've ever known by just people picking up the phone, calling you at 623-3646. And your reputation is one of the finest financial advisors in all of Arizona. I'm so proud to have you on the show. We'll talk more about the challenges of the new year in our next show. But thanks so much for being with me, and a happy new year to you.
Thank you, John. It was a real pleasure again. Have a great week.
Call Jim Hanley, 623-3646. He can save what you've got and get what you want. Pretty simple. Jim Hanley, 623-3646. From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this has been the John C. Scott Political Forum. Have a great weekend, everyone. Thanks so much for listening.
His name will live in history. It will live in the annals of war. It will live in the legends of Arabia.
Lawrence of Arabia.
What, in your opinion, do these people hope to gain from this war?
They hope to gain their freedom. They're going to get it, Mr. Bentley. I'm going to give it to them.
Come on, man!
This is Mike Emery at Perfection Auto Works, your oasis in the auto repair desert since 1994. People drive cars to get what they bring, freedom. Freedom to travel. Perfection Auto Works ensures that freedom by keeping your car in shape to go anywhere at any time. 323-8650. That's 323-8650 or perfectionautoworks.com.